This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America on the Genesis Communications Network, as well as GCNlive.com. And we're also broadcasting to selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest radio markets across the country, as well as leading independent stations dropped in for good measure, too, around the countryside. Now, don't forget, we also broadcast on the Internet, where our stream is over there, not only on GCN Live, but also on my website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, and many of the other radio stations that we're broadcasting on, too. They have streams that they're simulcasting us over there. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and the FedEx and the UPS, and, of course, our bulk mail center haulers, Felix and the gang, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and all the petroleum products that we need so we can get on down the road. You can also, by the way, follow us on the Captain's America Third Watch radio show Facebook page. We're on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter as at Captain's America. I believe now it's called X, though. And, of course, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com is our website that we're streaming over there, and that's where our podcasts and other things are as well. So go on over there, check it out. Now, joining us right now from the Kyle Warren Show, we've got Kyle Warren sticking around, and good morning to you, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And we've got our good friend and retired and fellow firefighter, brother of the badge, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, and writer of the book Nullification. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Yes, sir. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. And we are going to get started by saying the pledge. So, you guys ready?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, I'm going to talk a little shop first as a firefighter from a brother to a brother. We're hearing that this Maui fire... Now, you talk about a comedy of errors, and I don't want to use the word comedy. That's not right. But of all things, the emergency services chief has now resigned because he didn't activate the sirens and says that he's resigning because of health reasons. Well, he's probably having anxiety and stress attacks over that because they won't leave him alone, right?
Well, you know, everybody has an excuse when all bad things happen under your watch. For this guy not to just take responsibility for not doing it right, come out and say it, put a plan forward so that it never happens again. That would have been the right thing to do, but, you know, I got health reasons, I have to step down now. When you take a position like that, it's got to be through the bad times. it's easy to be the director of EMS, the emergency services, when nothing's happening. When the bad stuff hits, that's when the metal of the man comes into focus, and this guy just didn't have it. He liked the title, didn't like the responsibility, and now he's making an excuse. So I've got no sympathy for the guy.
Well, I heard them talk about the fact that the firefighters didn't have water, some of the hydrants didn't work, this, that, and the other. But now we're finding out why. There was a man by the name of M. Kaleo Manuel, the deputy director of Hawaii's Commission on Water Resource Management. He actually had a switch that was turned off that turned off a lot of that water going to some of those hydrants and other places. And when the people on Maui begged state officials to allow the West Maui stream water to be diverted to fill up reservoirs for firefighting, he took 5 hours to not only do it, but give them an answer. And then when he did it, the area where they had the siphon release valve was totally inundated in a firestorm and they couldn't get to it.
Yeah, this is bad planning all the way around. Now, a lot of people throw accolades at this guy because he is very sensitive to the indigenous community there when it comes to natural rights and water and stuff. But when you have a crisis like this, all of that special interest stuff has to go by the wayside. Like, I had some people over there saying, well, you know, the reservoirs, they weren't hooked up to the hydrant system and they couldn't get airlift things there to draft the water. I said, hey, every single pumper in a place like that has hardline.
Yep.
To be able to draft water so that you can create a series of engines that can get that water where it needs to go.
I've had as many as six hooked up together. I've had as many as six hooked up together. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can move water when it's not hooked into a system, which was the case in Maui. Emergency management should have been all over this. And regardless of whether the state official says you can or can't, it's the local official with boots on the ground that makes the decision to override that. Crisis management is local. It doesn't come down to the state. You don't wait for the governor to say, yeah, you can fight the fire. You know, so you said comedy of errors. It's a tragedy of errors.
Yeah, exactly. Poor choice of words, but I agree with you. Okay, Kyle, hang on. Frank, hang on. Coming right back with more. Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, and the book Nullification. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends over at Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And I stopped by yesterday at the Newport Richey store on my way to the brand new Mission Barbecue up there in Bexley, which is in Lutz. That's the mailing address, Lutz, east of Newport Richey, out on 54, just east of the Suncoast Parkway. And what a great place that's going to be. Going to be there Tuesday for the grand opening, next Tuesday. But Moss Nissan, of course, is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program. It all started there. Active duty military, veterans, first responders, EMS, firefighters, police, as well as church pastors, all get a great deal afforded to you. Now, your Moss Nissan certified pre-owned or brand new comes with Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, where you get free oil changes and tire rotations too. And don't forget, they've got the big flagship store, 19 and 54 in Newport Richey. They've also got their Nissan and Acura stores on Florida Avenue side by side here in Tampa. And their great big brand new store in Brooksville is up and open. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, the website. They're right there on State Route 54 on the west side of town, back up against the Suncoast Parkway, the toll road right there. You'll see them on the south side of the road. And when you check them out first at the website to see what they have to offer you, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And then when you go to take a look at whatever it is you're going to look at, don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All of that will open doors and save you some money along the way. And remember, Moss Nissan's motto, whatever it takes to be the best in the USA. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, and the book Nullification is back. Hey, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
All right, Kyle, you had a couple questions. Go right ahead.
Well, good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
All right, good morning. Okay, just briefly here on the Trump trial or the Trump indictment in Georgia. You've got a Georgia state senator there going to the governor asking for an emergency session to look at impeachment proceedings against Fannie Willis, the Fulton County prosecutor. So do you think that this is going to go anywhere, or is if they were able to impeach this prosecutor, would there be giant ramifications, or do you think people would see it as, okay, you know, she's obviously got a lot of these, quote, trumped up charges, and this was a good thing?
Well, this is where the personality of politics comes into play. Kemp and Trump don't have a lot of love lost between them. So if Kemp wants to serve up a big dish of payback for how Trump treated him during the end of the 2020 election cycle, he doesn't call the special session. And he does have the power to deny that. You kind of hope he doesn't, because you want this to play out so the will of the people in Georgia is actually executed, which would mean, hey, we're going to send our elected representatives back to the Capitol. We're going to impeach and have a trial and give this prosecutor her day in court for a yes or a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Personally, I think there's a boatload of prosecutorial misconduct happening here, especially as it relates to the timing and the charges. You know, it's not illegal to say that you think an election was stolen. It's just not. Covered by free speech. It's an opinion, and everybody gets to have it. You don't cede that right when you're an elected official. You know, so I'd like to see it happen, but we're going to see how thin-skinned Kemp is there. If he does hold a grudge and he wants to exact payback, then that special session will not be called. Now, Georgia itself is a pretty split state. You know, we saw Warnock get in that special election. It was a close call, but he did get in. So, you know, if the legislature reflects the makeup of the people in that special election, the prosecutor is probably going to squeak by and stay in office. Depends on how the media plays that one out. If the activists down there and the people that want to expose the truth start talking about where her money came from during her election, then maybe there's a better chance of getting rid of her, seeing as how she's a Soros-funded placement. But, yeah, it's up to Kemp now. So let's see if he's a man of honor or a man of politics.
Well, one of the things that I think a lot of people across the country are concerned about is a criminalization. You know, no matter what they might think of Donald Trump, whether they support him or not, this seems to be heading down the road to criminalize a political dissent for almost anything, and to come out and make statements in a political fashion. And also, a lot of these things could run afoul because President Trump was president at the time when some of these charges that they are trying to apply to him.
Well, what we're seeing here is the full ramification of the attack on free speech. They've criminalized dissent when it comes to Republicans contesting elections. That can't be, and that's why Trump must be victorious in all of these suits. Whether you like him, whether you don't, he has to be victorious, because if they win, that means if you're a Republican, a conservative, somebody who believes in the Constitution and the rule of law, and you complain about an election result, they can indict you. It didn't happen to Hillary Clinton, didn't happen to John Kerry or Al Gore, didn't happen to the President of the Universe, I think was Stacey Abrams' title on Star Trek when she guessed it on there. Didn't happen to her. You know, she said her election was stolen for 4 years and ran again, and no one brought charges against her.
Still saying it, Frank.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're a Democrat, it's okay. If you're a Republican, you're going to get indicted? That's Banana Republic stuff.
Well, it certainly is. It certainly is. And the idea, of course, that your attorneys as well will also now be fair game, even if they are giving you legal advice based on, you know, traditional interpretations of the law and making cogent legal arguments, now that's also going to be criminalized, evidently.
You think about going all the way back to the Boston Massacre. If this kind of mentality was actually employed back then, John Adams would have been disbarred. And he never would have been able to run for office to become our second president of the United States. Because he stood up in defense of the British soldiers who ended up being not guilty. So you can't criminalize either free speech, and like I said, it is under attack today. Free speech is now subjective in the books of the progressives and the neo-fascists. And if you're going to start going after lawyers because of their opinions, doctors because they don't employ diversity, equity, and inclusion in their diagnosis, which is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. If you're going to start removing people from licensure and the bar because they're not thinking the way you want them to politically, and you're going to go after them through legal means, that's totalitarianism. That's not freedom. That's not liberty. That's not what the United States was founded on. It's the despotism of monarchy, of oligarchy. It's so far away from freedom in the Constitution, I don't know where to start. So it is imperative that Trump and his team win these things outright just for the preservation of free speech rights and the rule of law. Otherwise, we're done. We're done as a representative republic because it doesn't matter. If you lose, you could be jailed. That's unbelievable.
Right, and so then the only alternative, and I'm not trying to be too funny here, but you just have to always run as a Democrat, and you could only support the party line. And so basically, if you deviate from that, just like it would be in the Soviet Union, I don't want to make a direct comparison, but that seems to be where that would go.
I would dare to make that direct comparison or the Chinese Communist Party. If you go against what the very chosen few say is the preferred narrative, and they can bring legal action against you to try to jail you, what's the difference between this and communist China?
All right, guys, hold that thought. Frank's going to stick around for another segment, folks, so we'll be right back with more, and Kyle Warren, too. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition, and we'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump says next week's scheduled news conference in New Jersey, in which he planned to release a report on election fraud, is no longer happening. On True Social, Trump posted that on the advice of his lawyers, he will now release a report in a formal legal filing. Hurricane Hillary is now a Category 4 storm, churning up the Pacific Ocean, and it's traveling north along Baja California in Mexico. At last check, Hillary's wind speeds were clocked at 140 miles an hour. The storm will likely bring heavy rain and flooding to Southern California and portions of Nevada and Arizona. An IRS agent is dead after being shot by another IRS agent on accident. It happened during a training exercise in Phoenix, Arizona yesterday. Officials said it happened at a gun range that's part of the city's federal correction institution. Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. By the way, if you go over to Frank's speech, he's got this big election coverage going on, talking about how the election actually works compared to what it does or what the people tell you it does. And he's got some interesting numbers there from 2020, once again cementing his point that he tried to make. But MyPillow.com, the website to go to right now and check it out, is 20th year anniversary, over 80 million MyPillows sold. And guess what? Guess what? When you go over there, you're going to see a bunch of specials, and you're going to need to have a promo code. Well, the promo code is one word, Captain, period. One word, Captain. And if you want to call them anytime during the day or night, 24-7, they have a phone number, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. That's the number, promo code Captain. Go over there and take advantage of everything they've got on sale, which is everything. And I mean everything. Save some real big money. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, phone number 800-641-5459. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And back to Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, as well as Nullification, the book. Hey, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
I want to talk about President Biden, a.k.a. Robert L. Peters, and something that was said by our good friend and congressman from South Sarasota, Greg Stube, as to why is Biden using aliases if he has nothing to hide?
Yeah, especially something as telling as Dick Peters. I have to laugh at that, because anybody with a firefighter's mind is looking at going, did you really pick that? You
yeah.
really picked that name?
I know.
An alias?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, he fashions himself a rock star. You know, he's always wearing the sunglasses. You know, besides Barack Obama, when did you see a president always wearing sunglasses?
Haven't.
Yeah, you don't, because people want to look a politician in the eye. You know, now there's a million different reasons why this guy's wearing sunglasses, and a lot of it has to do with his cognitive decline, but he doesn't like to be bothered by the media. He sequesters himself when he's on the beach. He's got no comment about tragedies. You know, when the Stones check into a hotel, they don't use their names in order to check in. They use aliases.
Yep.
So I got to think that Biden fashions himself some kind of top-rated entertainment star. We do know that he understands how to grift elected office.
Yep.
But I don't know that that takes any talent, you know. But his whole presidency is a joke. And quite honestly, in his own inner circles, when you've got the Obama 2.0 team, which was really the Obama 1.0 team with a lot of refinement,
mm-hmm.
it's hard to believe that they're not giggling at him either.
I'm sure they are.
You know, when he calls up Valerie Jarrett to see if he could go for ice cream and she says no, does she laugh?
Mm-mm-mm. All right, Kyle, what you think?
Well, I think that obviously if it hadn't come out and it was obvious that it was an alias, we'd probably be seeing now a national manhunt trying to find Robert Earl Peters or something like that to prove that this wasn't Joe Biden, but already we already know that it is. But it is very strange. You know, I can't imagine why he would need to use such a pseudonym. But they're going to brush it off as just being something that, you know, it is what it is. But you know something, Frank, we talked about this prosecutor, but of course you got this whole plethora now, I guess that word applies, to all these different indictments. You know, where does this all go at this point? I mean, even with one conviction, does that sink Trump or does that make him stronger?
Well, if you look at the numbers now, his base is just solidified with every indictment, and there's a lot of people who, in the middle, we're kind of waffling on, should we really, let's just move on. Let's move on to different candidates. I don't want Trump. I don't want Biden. Let's move forward with something else because this is all making me feel really dirty. With every indictment that comes out of the left against Trump, people are saying, well, that's not fair. That's not what we should be doing. And they're tending to, the left is making a huge mistake in that they're cultivating sympathy for their opposition. And that's never good when it comes down to the polling. Because if the coin was up in the air and you cultivate sympathy for the opposition, they're going to go with the opposition. So this is, whoever's running this is really truly believes that they have the bull in the arena and the bull is wounded and they're going for the sword in the neck. And as you've seen with Trump time and time again, even in his private life with his businesses, when you think he's down and out, he comes back like the phoenix out of the ashes. So is it a bright game plan? I don't think it is. You know, we do have an underdog champion in the American people. Americans love the underdog. You keep beating Trump down like this and try to drag him out into the public square like Quasimodo in front of Notre Dame, people are going to actually start siding with him, and the opposite of what Democrats want to do is going to happen. It's a dumb political move. So
and they have to be really scared.
Well, they have
to. Democrats are scared to death with this. Yeah,
they can't run on anything else because they haven't done anything. They can't run on the infrastructure bill I'd point to Maui. What did you do out there to make the infrastructure better? You know, how about the electrical grid going down and still being vulnerable? All the hacking. They did nothing with the infrastructure bill except for lying the green energy pockets of their crony benefactors. What they do in Afghanistan? A horrible withdrawal.
Yep.
Biden's getting us into another war in Ukraine, which Trump didn't do. There were no wars started under Trump. So what do they have to run on? They've got nothing to run on. Everything that they've tried has failed or turned out miserably. So the only game plan they have is to go after the opposition with smear. That's it.
Yep. You're right.
So it's not going to stop, and they can hope for a conviction to throw the constitutionality of all of this up as the question, and it will be a national referendum. He's guilty. How could he be president? That's mm-hmm. what they're hoping for.
Did you hear how they spun the judge tossing the tax charges against Hunter Biden? They were trying to make it sound like that was a good thing.
They are playing to, not only is the DOJ corrupt, the judicial system and the federal appointees that were made by Obama, that were made by Biden, going all the way back to the Clintons, it's politicized. And you can blame the Clintons for this. Obama kicked up the throttle a little bit, and then Biden just walked in like Al Chervik in Caddyshack and jammed the throttle all the way forward. But the Clintons were the ones that did this. They started placing people in mid-level positions in the DOJ and appointing judges who were absolutely dependent on politics.
Yep.
And they owe the Democrat Party and the Clinton, Obama, and Biden apparatuses. So, you know what? The things that shouldn't be politicized are. Organizations and departments and agencies that should have nothing to do with politics. Blind justice, the blindfold's off.
Yep. Yep. Kyle, let's see here, 30 seconds.
Well, Frank, of course, one other thing that they're trying to throw at Trump right now is this idea that the 14th Amendment would bar him from holding office because somehow he tried to overthrow the government or something like that. This is coming, I think, from if I recall correctly, a Harvard professor, another political scientist somewhere. But it's making the rounds, though.
Yeah, it just goes to show you that that academia is in the pocket as well. There was no adjudicated insurrection. No court has said there was an insurrection. The only people who said there was an insurrection are political operatives that hate Trump. So there is no insurrection. There was a protest.
All right, my friend, we'll talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great day, and maybe you get a chance to watch a little preseason football, huh?
Yeah, you never know, but I'm going to say hello. You do that, too.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, and the book Nullification. Kyle, you hang on. We're coming right back. Patrick Kyle and the Sports Zone quarterback will be with us. We'll wrap things up.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
All of that.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, in this portion of the program, our final segment of the day on a Friday, brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Of course, Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota, my sponsor's been with me the longest of all the sponsors. They're located, of course, at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can stop by the store or give them a call at 941-922-2345, and they'll come to you and take care of whatever the service needs are that you have, or maybe you need some parts or some cleaning to your blinds, your shades, or your shutters, and they'd be happy to do that for you. And I can tell you that after working with them for years, that they are definitely the best in the business at what they do. There's nobody that's any better, and I've seen a bunch of these type organizations. Now, from installation, the parts and cleaning, they're the ones to call, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. They're located, once again, at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Stop in or call them at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello.
And we're going to go down and pick up Patrick Kyle, the Sports Zone quarterback. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning, Kyle Warren. Good morning to everybody out there in the listening audience. I hope everybody's doing well on this Friday. Let's have a great weekend. We have a great race up in your old neck of the woods, Captain Watson Glen, New York.
Know it very well. Montour Falls is where the Fire Training Academy is.
That's interesting.
Yep.
Fire Training Academy. You guys have been talking about what's going on in Maui Wally.
You bet.
You know, hopefully things are getting in order there, Captain. Our thoughts and prayers are still up for those people out there. It's just sad. Beautiful part of our country. And this, when these things happen, all we can do is just help. So anybody can give to the American Red Cross. That's the best organization I've been affiliated with when it comes to that. When Hurricane Andrew hit down in Miami, Captain, I was down in there, and they were very good. So anyway, Watson Glen should be a great race this weekend. Still a lot of playoff implications for the drivers. Not too far from Niagara Falls, right, Captain?
Right.
A couple hours. So it's a pretty nice part of the world. So a lot of people will be watching that race this weekend. We had a little football last night, gentlemen. 18-18 tie between the Browns and the Eagles. A few guys got in there, made some good strides, might make the team. That's the fun part about watching these games, seeing what guys are going to, you know, explode on the scene and make a final roster. They only play three now, which I think is fine. Three games, exhibition games is enough. Wouldn't you concur with that, Captain?
Yeah, and they also played, an intra-squad scrimmage with, the Miami Dolphins this week or something like that, or was it last week?
Yeah, you have the Bucks, matter of fact, and the Jets are going to play tomorrow, and they're working out today as we speak. So, yeah, a lot of these teams are doing that. If it's a week they're going to play each other, they'll kind of scrimmage against each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to get some work done that way. That's the best thing they can do. So that's we'll have full exhibition season tonight and tomorrow for the football fans out there to watch your favorite teams. And the baseball's in full gear. We're right around 40 games left. We're going to see who's going to make it down the wire there and make the playoffs. So,
mm-hmm.
Kyle, our Tampa Bay Rays are coming out here to Anaheim to play the LA Angels tonight, little three-game series. It should be a lot of fun out there to watch those two duel it out.
It should be, absolutely. Well, we welcome them, of course, I'm a big Angels fan, but I feel like I'm a transplanted Tampa Bay Rays fan as well, so.
Good deal, man. Rays in there. Well, you know, unfortunately, I don't think the Angels can make that final wild card spot. I wish they could, but it doesn't look like it. But they made the effort. They tried. And I commend them for that. Everybody wants to second guess. Oh, you should have sold. You should have got players. You do what you think is best for your organization and for your fans. I always believe in that. And should be a lot of fun. Are you going to maybe be able to catch a game out there, Kyle?
It's possible, but I'm not exactly sure yet. I might be able to go this weekend, but we'll see. But I do have a question for you, though, Patrick. And this has to do with the New York Yankees. You know, they have arguably some of the best players. You know, Garrett Cole's phenomenal, obviously. Aaron Judge, he's had some issues with injuries, but, you know, still, they've got all these great players. But what has happened to the Yankees? Are we living in a parallel universe world now or something?
They just had some bad injuries at the wrong time, Kyle. And I don't know what's going on with Cashman and, you know, Boone. It's kind of just the Bronx Zoo, as it used to be called there. They just need to right their ways. You know, sometimes you can buy a championship, and sometimes you can't. You know, it's players still have to play, and the coach is coach. And you got to get formidable matchups. And is the timing right? So that's the crazy thing about baseball. It's the most individualistic sport, mano-mano. But then it's also a team sport, helping your teammates in the clubhouse and all getting along to have a winning attitude on the playing field. That's where I just don't know. The Yankees just didn't have it this year. Everybody thought they were going to do it up. But let's give the Orioles credit. Nobody thought they were going to be leading that division, and they're doing a great job. So I want to commend the Birds. And I don't know if the Rays can catch them or not. I hope they can. I'll be pulling for them. But I do respect what Baltimore has done. There's different ways to win now in baseball through the farm system. It's getting better, and I like that. So we shall see what happens for the Yankees. They're not going to make the playoffs either, and that's not good for a lot of people. A lot of Yankee fans across the country, to say the least. They'll be playing Boston tonight. They're in New York. They're their favorite to win that game, so we'll see if they can at least make the faithful happy tonight And the Angels, it looks like, they're favored to put it on the Rays over the series. So we'll see. Pretty even series on how that's going to shape up. So, and speaking of that, the Rays are going to have to probably win a consistent at least two out of three the rest of the way to win that card. They can't afford to get swept in any series because that could really be detrimental. The biggest series is when the Baltimore Orioles and the Tampa Bay Rays face off in a few weeks here. That's going to determine a lot of things. Should be a great weekend when those two play it off. So, that's pretty much an up-to-date on baseball, gentlemen, and football and NASCAR. Golf's going on right now. They're playing the final standings. Some people like to watch this time of year of golf. There are 50 guys competing to see if they can go next week. 30 of them get to go next week to the PGA Tour Championship. So it's a lot of fun to watch which guys make the cuts and which don't. Last week there was no cuts. This week there's no cuts. So if you have a couple bad days, you can make it up on the weekend. I like this format. It's a lot of fun for the golfers out there. Speaking about having a lot of fun and doing the right thing for the right reasons, that's what I try to do with all my clientele with their insurance needs, as the captain can attest. And I'd love to be your insurance agent. Please give me a call at 813-966-1052. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. You're either going to have peace of mind when I tell you the policy you have is fine, you don't need to make any changes, or let's make some changes, save you some money, or get you better benefits. It's that simple. Give me a call, Patrick Highland, at 813-966-1052. Captain, always a pleasure. God bless you. Have a great, safe weekend. Cal, the same to you. And talk to you gentlemen on Monday.
Yep.
And please check out the show, 11 to 12, the Sports Zone on this flagship station. Take care, gentlemen.
All right, see you later. And that's Patrick Highland, the Sports Zone quarterback. So there you go. Well, Kyle, we've come to the end of another great week. You'll be with me on the weekend show tonight, the weekend edition. And anything you want to say here in about 10, 15 seconds?
Well, it certainly has been a very interesting week. And, you know, stuff continues to break. So tune into the weekend show because there's always something new, something you haven't heard about yet.
Yeah, and we were talking about some things tonight, and I'm glad we were able to talk shop, firefighter to firefighter, Frank and myself, about this Maui situation and putting it together from a fire investigative standpoint based on the information that we know that's verifiable. Not rumors, verifiable information, because that's how you put together an investigation. And it looks like as if it's just a horrible, horrible thing that was contributed to by human error, especially the guy that wouldn't turn the water on for 5 hours so the fire hydrants would work. My God, how stupid is that? All right, Kyle, talk to you tonight.
Take care.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody, and we look forward to speaking to him a little bit later. And don't go anywhere. Your stations have got plenty more to bring you through in the morning, and I'll be back tonight. God bless America. Stay low, everybody.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.